views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. It's great to have you here. If you're brand new to the show, we really focus on a positive lifestyle, ascension, spiritual awakening, energy healing, the angelic realm, metaphysics. So that's what we're about on this show. Now, today we're going to work with the chakras, in particular, the fifth chakra, which is your throat chakra, and guidance from Archangel Gabriel on how we can clear and how we can have a balanced throat chakra. So if you're brand new to chakras, what is that? Let me tell you what a chakra is. Energetically, they are like transformers in our body. When you look at energy healing or yoga, you would hear about chakras. They're points through the body. And we're talking in particular, I can't go into all of that, but we're talking in particular about the one that's in the throat and what that one is related to energetically. Because with energy and everything that I'm about and what I'm passionate about is the energy behind everything that we experience, positive, negative, you name it. So that's what got me into energy healing. Honestly, I got into it in an interesting way, because I was working and I was doing natural pain management as an NMT, which is a neuromuscular therapist. And that's what I did for years. And I've always had a deeper insight. I was always connected to angels as a child, but I kept it quiet, really. I didn't grow up in an environment that supported it. So I can relate to approval issues, let's put it that way. And I thought I worked really hard, and I just knew there was more to it. There was just more to it. So I found what's working and resonating for me. I've never been happier. I feel like I'm thriving, where I'm healthier now than I was when I was younger. I know. So it just, you know, you think, oh, as you get older, you know, life and health goes down the tubes. No, it's been the opposite for me since I got onto this track, and I'm being true to myself and what is really resonating for me. So I share that because that's what I'm passionate about, sharing what I've discovered. And I study this stuff. I think about it 24/7. Honestly, I can't help it. I love it that much. So with this one, I've talked about chakras before a while back, but as we have moved into 2018 and things are really ramping up, I'm getting very interesting, different insights, a little bit deeper, because I have been asking for a year now, and I had to be patient. I really did. I've been asking. I want to bring the people that listen to the show, the people that take my online courses, and I actually put that to a halt because I wanted to put out fresh what was working, what was resonating, what we need now, because it's changing. You know, some of the basics are still there, but we're taking it to another level. So that's what I'm very excited about. And I'm working very hard to do that. I've got several that are in the works right now. And yes, for those that have been waiting for me to put new courses out, that's why. Because I was like, we don't need the same thing. We need something that's taking us a little bit in. I don't know. There was something about scratching that deep itch or something, and it was bugging me. So I said, you know what? I'm going to put it on hold until I feel it's time. So that's happening. That's happening. So please follow my Facebook pages. You can find me here on TTR, Transformation Talk Radio, my YouTube channel. My website is jenroyster.com if you want to get on the list so you'll know. But I'll put that out everywhere when we have something. And in particular, I think in the next, honestly, I wanted to put it out right now, but I don't want to do it like that. I'm going to go in this afternoon and I'm going to have something and start putting out something about what we're talking about today, because this is so important, so important. And it's really going to help a lot of people with this anxiety of speaking their truth. So that I'm working with the angels on that, because if they say not yet, not yet, I trust that. So we're going to work on clearing our throat chakra, because it feels to me, this is how I'm experiencing it and hearing it from other people. It's feeling like it's just so much coming through so fast. We feel like something's just pushing us to get to the next place, get to the next level, but we just don't know how. We feel overloaded. You may feel anxious. You go to speak your truth, you go to speak or express yourself in a certain way, and you become filled with anxiety. You change your mind, you talk yourself out of it, things like that. Maybe it's a dream, maybe it's a project. You don't know what people are going to think. I've been there. I have so been there on that. I know what that feels like. It still happens sometimes, but what I want to do is I want to put something together that will help us move through it as a group. I've stopped doing private sessions because this honestly isn't a private session kind of thing to do. You know, sometimes we just don't want to speak out in front of people, or we're not ready to handle, you know, different opinions about it, things like that. Man, I'm going to tell you, I know what that feels like, especially if you're highly sensitive. But you know what? I want to help you move through that. So that's what I'm going to be working very actively on. And we will get that going. And it'll be very quiet, private, live, maybe a closed Facebook group, things like that. You'll have a special site, place on my website for that, et cetera. But we're going to be working on that, because this is time to get this out of the way. It really is. I'm so ready. I'm so ready to be there. Okay, so what we are going to do today is we're going to work with Archangel Gabriel and some of the attributes of this angel and how that can help you with fifth chakra things that are going on. Now, how does the fifth chakra show itself physically? And you know that might be an imbalance in that area. The goal with chakras, if you're new, so bear with me if you're familiar with this. We want them to be balanced, and sometimes they can be too closed or too open, and then that's not a balance with all of the rest of them. Don't let that freak you out. We're talking about an energy body here, not your mental body, your energetic body, which is the energy of what resonates who you are. And we want that to align with our higher self and our true self. That's when everything has like what they call homeostasis. It's the balance of the body, but we want to find that balance of the body in your energy. So if you thought of, you have your physical body, you have a mental body, you have an energy body, you know, all these different bodies, okay? We're working with the energy body, because that energy can really help support your physical body. The mental body usually is the one that will argue more, okay? But it can learn to coexist, and they work together. And now you have a peaceful harmony within yourself and who you really are. So what happens when you don't feel like you can express yourself? What happens when you feel like you get derailed, distracted? Maybe you feel a lot of distraction. That would be the mental distractions. Maybe it's an avoidance of the truth of who you are. And, you know, when I say the truth of who you are, I'm not talking about all your shadow and all your negative stuff. That is a part of you. We're not denying that. But your higher self is where your happiness and the good, this beautiful person and soul that you are, okay? There's a lot of stuff going on about all this truth coming up and all that. Yes, truth comes up, but also the truth of who you are and maybe who somebody else is. And look at all of the harshness and, you know, it makes people hesitate. I don't know if I want to come out like that. So we're working with that essence of that part of your soul that is why it came here to begin with. That's what we want to work with. Now, a physical thing could be a lot of maybe chronic sinus, ears, nose, throat. The fifth chakra is related to communicating. You're communicating or you're listening, okay? It's a balance of both. Do you listen? Do you listen to yourself, your higher self? Do you listen to others? Are you willing to listen to others? Are you willing to listen to your truth? And then are you expressing your truth? Are you being honest with who you are and what you really want to do and be standing up for yourself? There's also a boundary thing in there that we will address because that's important. When there's a toxicity or someone, I say someone or something or an experience derailing you or not supporting you to think the best of yourself, when do you separate from that? That's important too. And Gabriel is the angel of communication. They're all messengers. All angels are messengers, but Gabriel is kind of an announcing angel, works wonderful with the creative side of you. That is very important while we're working on a brand new life. And we're all really working on a brand new life, whether you realize you are or not, because of all the things that are changing in our world. We want to coexist peacefully in that. So we're going to talk quite a bit about some really cool stuff today. We're also going to walk you through a little bit of clearing for that fifth chakra. We also have some things from the email bag. We have the video streaming going. We have it on Facebook Live. It's on my two pages, and Transformation Talk Radio is streaming it. I've shared it over on my two pages. You can find my Facebook pages at look up The Jen Royster Show or Dr. Jen Royster. You'll find them that way. And my YouTube channel is Jen Royster, and the website has the live streaming of the YouTube in the chat for YouTube there, and that is at jenroyster.com. So you can find us all over the place. This is fascinating stuff. I've been getting so excited. It just completely changed the information and how I'm receiving, and it's really starting to flow through on how we can take it to another level with ascension, living a higher frequency life, living a fifth dimension life. What is that, right? Can you imagine a world where we don't have all of this fear and all this just stuff that's going on? That's fifth dimension right there. And that's not even the only dimension. There's so many more. So we have a lot to look forward to. The more that you find that peacefulness within yourself, that's where happiness resides. That's where your joy is within you. That's how you shine your light out to the world. Maybe you're one that really wants to improve your life, and this is just getting to you, right? This is just getting to you. And, well, that's why this chakra is important. We have all these other ones, and we've been talking about a couple of them in some of the shows. But right now, we're going to talk about the communication chakra, the fifth chakra, throat chakra, okay, and how that's important, and guidance with Archangel Gabriel today in the show. So I want to welcome everyone to chats. If you're there, put your questions out there. If you're in the chats, let us know what's going on. We also have a phone number, 1-800-930-2819, if you want to call in. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we will power on and we will keep going. Let's clear out the fifth chakra today. Stay with us. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back.
plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com. Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
And welcome back to the show. If you're just tuning in, we're working with the fifth chakra, how to clear it, the chakra of communication, and why you feel like you can or cannot express yourself in this world. And that's, if you look at what's going on in the world today, you can see why this is so important, because there's a lot of expression going on. Some of it is like a pendulum swing all the way to one extreme to the next. You know, some of it is a blame game. Some of it is coming out and not hiding anymore. You name it. Now I'm going to pull you back out of that for a minute, and let's go to who you are right now. Because we want to work with Archangel Gabriel today in how this beautiful angel can help us balance and clear out the throat chakra. Now, if you don't know a whole lot about this angel, I mean, this one is kind of a common name. The name means, and I say her, she just feels, I say she, angels do not have a gender, but some feel more of a feminine divine energy. Some feel more like a masculine energy, like Michael does. He's strong and protective. It's how we relate to it and wrap our brains around it. This one has a lot to do with the creative side of us, especially if you are an artist, if you are a writer, or if you're trying to create something new, you're trying to build on a project. You don't even have to be an artist. What if there's just something in your life you want to do brand new? This angel's wonderful for that, because you're using creative energy to create a brand new path. And it's, you know, out of the comfort zone, things like that. Well, Her name means God as my strength. That's what the name means, Gabriel. And this one can help with life purpose if you're in communication, like a radio show, hello. Or if you're, you know, doing, maybe you just want to speak up. Maybe you're a school teacher and you speak to the students. You're trying to communicate and help them grow and learn. Or you're a teacher like I am in spiritual things. Or whatever it is you're doing, what is it that you're doing that you feel like communication could use a boost here or some improvement? Well, the way we work with chakra energy is to clear out the energies that are causing the blocks or are getting in the way. And I want to give you a positive note on that. When we are clearing out blocks, we have to go to them and address them. This is from the energy healing point of view here. And that means we go through the things that we need to not avoid. Process that, heal it, release it, forgive it, let it go, all that good stuff that we talk about so much in self-personal spirituality and spiritual awakening. Now, it's becoming more common that more people are coming on board with looking into this now. May not seem like it sometimes in your neck of the woods, but honestly, there is quite a bit of awakening going on, so that's a good thing. Now, Gabriel is wonderful also if you work with children in particular, if you have anything to do with creative arts or, like I said, that, anything to do with where you need communicating to be clear. On that note, I'm going to bring in an email I received, which is exactly on communication and how you can relate this. You don't have to be an artist. So let me put it this way. Say you have to give a lecture for your job, or you have to, you know, present a presentation, and you just, the anxiety of that, right? Just, you know, just maybe that's just not you. You're a little bit more internal. You're not comfortable in front of a crowd, or you're not comfortable in front of, you know, other people. That is very common, and a lot of people have that. Now, I mean, let me tell you what, 8 years ago when I started this show, just to keep it real here, I started it as just radio before I was with TTR, before I was with any other networks that I've been with. I just went and I wanted to just start it basic. And I opened up an account to get it going online, and I had it for a year. Because I was so nervous. I was nervous. I was like, ooh, it's just radio. They can't even see me. I was nervous. And I just want you to know that we all can feel that. So finally, I just went, I got to just do this. And I had to go to a place where, well, there's nobody even listening. You know, that almost is like a place of comfort. Like, oh, nobody will hear me anyway if I mess up. And finally, I got it off the ground. And here we are today. Long story short, when you're worried about doing it wrong or somebody laughing at you, that's actually getting to the root cause of the problem right there. You're worried about making a mistake, perfectionism, or you just feel like your throat just fills up and you're choking to even speak in front of anybody. You're looking for why you feel that way. Now, some people are just more naturally an extrovert, or they're comfortable. And to keep it real, and I can speak for myself now on this, and I've heard this about a lot of other people in performing arts. I'm not going to say who or anything like that, but sometimes they're actually more comfortable on stage than in smaller crowds or groups. I know it kind of flips for you that way. So that's like the opposite side of it, because we're all unique, guys. We're all unique. So I'm kind of bringing this curtain down and showing you the truth of we're human beings and we're looking for a way to communicate, to connect. Okay. Now, what can Gabriel do to help us with this? What can Gabriel do? Gabriel, I want you to think about this with me, and then we're going to start with the clearing already here, because all of this stuff I'm talking about is getting you into the perspective to receive this. Hear me out. What are the qualities, attributes about Archangel Gabriel where this can help you with the clearing. Okay, first of all, when we're thinking about the attributes of an angel, it's like you're going to kind of receive those and you take those as part of you. So maybe you're looking to be, to think clearly without distraction. Think about how important that would be if you were trying to give a lecture or a presentation at work or whatever, right? Think about that. When we come back, I'm going to bring that email in that I got because we're right on that topic. I just want to have enough time for it. So you want to think clearly without distraction. Archangel Gabriel has an attribute of that with focus. Yes, maybe we have that multitasking thing that they expect of us in jobs. I'm finding that to be a bit of a conflict when it comes to spiritual stuff. Yes, I'm multitasking right now. It's kind of fun, you know, but I get it to where I'm not having to do too much of it because of all the equipment and everything else that I have around me right now. And if anybody's going to trip on the multiple wires we have running through here right now, it'll be me. The dog, no. She walks through here, the most graceful large dog I've ever seen. She doesn't disturb anything. But me, I will probably trip. So I have to really watch myself because my mind will get taken off into a direction. And I know that then you get distracted and then you're like, oh, wait, I forgot something. That's what I meant by it can feel a little bit conflicting. Archangel Gabriel has the energy of focus without distraction. Focus without distraction. So when you're thinking about asking this angel to work with you, it's kind of receiving the energy of, I am focused without distraction. That's one of them. That's just one of them. I know. So when you get nervous, what can happen is sort of like part of you mentally takes off and runs for the hills, right? And you're left there holding this bag in a situation. And now you don't know what to say. The cat's got your tongue kind of a thing, right? Focus without distraction builds the confidence to stand in your space and not have to run for the hills, not have to avoid, not have to freak out, so to speak. That fight or flight within us, that's a fear that we really didn't need to have. Fear is there, fight or flight, is there to protect us in a physical harm, danger, like run for the hills because the avalanche is going to hit you, or maybe not the hills, but you know, run, here comes the tidal wave, that kind of thing. That's what fight or flight is for. But when it kicks in a fear, because we're just going to stand up and talk to some people, or maybe we need to talk to someone or one-on-one, and explain a situation that we need to be honest about or truthful with them. You know, maybe we need to talk to them about a situation and we've got that going on. That's running for the hills. That's what I mean. That's an avoidance. That's a fear that's getting in the way. And it's a fifth chakra related issue because it's about you're blocking your communication. And all the power to change that is within yourself. That's beautiful, right? So we're going to take the break. When we come back, I want to read the email because it's right on topic with this and want to answer that question that a listener has sent in. I'm Dr. Jen. We're talking about clearing the throat chakra, the chakra of communication, and guidance and insights with Archangel Gabriel on how we can do this on a daily basis, actually. Stay with us. We will be right back after the break.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and now co-host Jeremy Nudell, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit andrewmartin.energy.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
And welcome back to the show. Now, if you're just tuning in, you're going to want to go back and grab the archive because I got to keep going. I have a lot I want to share with you. We're talking about clearing the throat chakra. We just started into that with some of the steps. What the essence of Archangel Gabriel can do for us. And we started with focus without distraction, you know, stay in the game there. And I want to bring in this email because it's right in line with everything today. And this is from Diane. She writes, "Hi, Jen. I have a question for the show. I have had a difficult time speaking out loud in front of people all of my life. When I was a child in elementary class, I would flunk a report rather than have to go to the front of the room to read it." Oh, wow. "The only class in high school that I flunked was discussion." Oh, bless her heart. "2 weeks ago, I bombed 2 job interviews, both of which were panel interviews asking behavioral-based questions. I froze and couldn't put my words together in a well-thought-out format. I know this is fear of public speaking. However, will clearing the throat chakra help, or do I need deeper help? Thank you, Diane." Okay, first of all, spiritual healing and mental healing are actually 2 different houses. So if you feel like you may have a little bit of both with that one, Diane, I'm not about the mental side, which is more psychology and clinical therapy. But sometimes they do cross over. So don't hesitate if you feel the need for that. What I do and what I'm going to focus on here with that question in clearing throat chakra, absolutely, it can help. Actually, they can work together very easily. I have worked with psychologists in the past with my clients. We refer back and forth with one specialty as the other. I've done that before. We work with people together because we're working on two different things here. Chakra clearing, it can help to balance to where with energy healing, we are not defined by our past, Okay. You've been this way your whole childhood, you said. I was hypersensitive as a child. If you looked at me seriously, I would start blurting out in tears. You know, I was extremely hypersensitive, but that's how I'm very intuitive now. That's why I can do what I do and connect, because that was a connection that just I need to learn how to use. You are feeling a lot of energy when it comes to communication, obviously. Some of this, and some people are believing this or not, but I'm going to go into the reincarnation thing. Maybe a past life, some of this comes from that, because you said as a child. Sometimes this comes from, you know, if we're growing up in an environment where, oh, there's so many opinions around me, so it's just easier not to go there. I don't know what that is for you, but I'm just bringing some points up. Some of that can be helped out in a different setting with psychology. But absolutely, clearing chakras can help, because if there is a lot of weight and a lot of energy there that has just been carried on and carried on, then yes, this is just an aspect. You're not just your mental. You're not just your physical. You also have a spiritual soul body. There's a lot more to you than just one aspect of it. So absolutely, yes, it could. And I feel for you, because I know what I felt like. I know what it felt like to make mistakes with, you know, intensity and peer pressure that I had being hypersensitive. I just felt like they can't see how sensitive I am. I grew up where you're being ridiculous if you're sensitive and emotional. I had to really overcome that. And it was doing very similar responses where I would just avoid, I don't want to go there. So I can relate to you from that sensitive side. And I want you to know, do not give up, because there's a belief sometimes within us that this is it. I can't get past it. And miracles are born when we take a stance and we go, you know what? If I looked at this from an energy healing perspective, I don't have to be what I was. I don't have, just because I've had that my whole life, I don't have to be that anymore. That's what I've done personally to help me with it. And so I share that with you, because I believe that in anybody. I've seen people do it when they're healing major terminal illness. They've decided, no, I'm going to work very hard on this. I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen with all kinds of issues. I've seen it in PTSD. And I can even relate to that one, which is a tough one. Yeah, because those are repetitive things. And psychology can help, yes. But I don't think that it's just about the mental body here. I believe that the energy and the essence of what we have come to believe about ourselves matters. Do we love who we are? And if we are not satisfied with that, we want to move past this. She wants to go in there and ace a job interview. So absolutely, positive affirmation, positive law of attraction for you, however you want to call that. But energy, yes, I believe anything's possible. And I believe that Diane will go in and ace an interview and know exactly what to say. So that's part of why I'm going to put some of this course together that I'm talking about, because we can all get in there and we can hash out what are these things that cause this, and we can really dive in deeper than I can on a quick show like this. So absolutely. So Diane, thank you for sending that in. And I am in your corner, girl. I know you can do this. So what are some other perceptions, or not perceptions, what are some other attributes of Archangel Gabriel that you want to kind of, is if you've thought about it, if you thought about I am focusing without distraction, and you try to visualize, it's kind of a meditative thing. You sit and you think about you actually doing this, whether you can or not, or you ever have, but you see yourself doing it that way. Another one is knowing and having a deeper intuitive ability to see what other people are about, to see the hidden, not to spy on their privacy, but what their intentions are in regards to you. Yeah, I know. See, Gabriel can help you with that. That is intuition at its finest. When you can be discerning, you pick up something that doesn't feel quite right, or it feels great, and you know you can trust it. That's something else he can do when it comes to communication. Another one is knowing that you can have confidence and trust in yourself, and when you need to separate yourself from a situation that's not right for you. And yes, sometimes all the other people in your life might feel different and they have an opinion on what you should or shouldn't do. But what does it feel right to you? Okay. Now that we aren't talking about avoiding things, but, and that's not even what I'm saying about what Diane was writing. Diane was saying, you know, she would rather leave a room than go through that. She knows what she was saying that. I'm talking about when you need to separate from someone or some situation that's toxic, that's draining you, that is distracting you from your focus, a derailment, so to speak, on where you're going and what you're trying to achieve. It's okay to have time to yourself, the me time, for you to get your focus in there. Sometimes that gets criticized, like, why are you so comfortable just being by yourself all the time? Honestly, I'm calling that one, because if you were to listen to some of the greatest sages out there, that the wisdom of spiritual things, you're quite comfortable with your own self. So you don't need that reassurance from someone else. They're just very content. They don't feel alone because they have their happiness and their abundance. It's not, you're not looking for it outside of yourself. So there's nothing that I see dysfunctional about that. Except if it is dysfunctional when you're doing that and you're going into a negative direction, that's different, okay? But sometimes we do need to cut off the distractions so we can focus. I use music a lot when I'm talking. I use music when I'm focusing or painting or writing, or I really need to get in deep with something. I use music. I use music without words. That's something that I do because I can just go there. And I'm doing that as a motivator and as an initiative to keep me from being distracted. See, we can be proactive in that. Now, some of the other things that are attributes and things that you want, the energy, the essence, the feeling that Gabriel can bring to you is, like I said, you know, there's a clear confidence that you know you need to separate from something overwhelming you. And if you're not ready to go there, that would be why you're pulling yourself out. Something that drains you, something, if you're very empathic or very sensitive, you know, finding a way that can balance you. So she knows, Diane knows that she has something that she wants to overcome, but she also knows that in the situations that she's experienced in the past, she wasn't quite there. She didn't seem to have the tools to get through that. She will. She will. I believe she will. Now, another thing in creative communication is allowing and listening for the flow of the conversation. Okay, I'm going to kind of keep going past this break because I have a lot I want to share. So, yeah, stay with me, guys. It's kind of important here. So in creative communication, you have an expression and it's a clear flowing back and forth. Balanced communication of the throat chakra is you're listening clearly. You're listening. You're actually giving the respect to another and you're listening to them. You don't have to agree with it, but, and I know for some people, if you're feeling sensitive on a subject and you don't agree with it, or you're sitting there, you feel like you have to tolerate it, a balanced communication is you're not going to feel that toleration and that hypersensitivity. That's what the goal is with the balanced throat chakra. That's taking it to another level of frequency, okay? And it just flows, right? The other thing is you have respect for someone else, but you're also going to put an energy essence, because we reflect back and forth off of each other, that they listen to you and you are speaking. They don't know if you're not speaking your truth. If you looked at all your relationships right now, how many are based on what wasn't really you, but what you felt like you had to present to the world to people please, I guess is the way to say that. I mean, have you thought about that? And if you were to put out, oh no, I'm none of that. I was just being polite and a good person is according to the rules. And if you were really who you were, there's a lot of brave people doing that right now. That's why you're seeing so much, whoa, what's going on? Because we're all trying to figure out what that is. Everybody is. You're figuring it out. I'm figuring it out. Other people are too. That's what they're doing. So when we look at the attributes, the essence, the energy of what Gabriel offers in communication, it's a win-win both directions. I'm not saying this is quick and this is overnight, but I want you to take a moment now, because we're getting close to the end of the show and I wanted to have time for this. So that's why we just did not go to break. Okay. That's one of those things where we're just going to do it. I want you to close your eyes if you can, if you're not in a car driving, of course. And I want you to think about those things about Gabriel that I was mentioning. Clear thought without distraction. I want you to feel yourself, deep breaths each time you're thinking about this. Feel yourself being that way already. Oh, yeah. Yep, that's what we do. Feel yourself already being that way. You may not feel or believe that about yourself right now. And if you have to have the mental mind that we call them sometimes a trap door, because the mind is like, well, you can't do that. You've never been able to do that. Then tell your mind, I know, we're just going to pretend for a minute. That's okay. That's kind of like the little trap door that you could get through in there. We're going to pretend for a minute that we can do this. And you can think clearly, you can stay focused without distraction, no matter what's going on around you. If you are in a job interview in front of a panel, I can do this. It doesn't matter that they're sitting there looking at me. Okay, I can do this. I can think clearly. I can take a deep breath when I get into these situations, take in the essence of clarity without distraction, take in the energy of confidence with a deep breath, and breathe out slowly. When someone asks me a question in communication, I can take a breath and slow down the anxiety with my breath. Most powerful tool you have with you guys is your breath. It will immediately hit the switch and flip you right out of fight or flight and panic. It has to. It's the way our bodies are wired. Yep. You have your breath with you everywhere you go, and you can slow it down, and it'll feel like you're talking at a major slow motion like that. It will. It'll feel slow, but when it comes out, it's giving your mind and what you speak in your words time to catch up with one another, and the breath will keep you calm. Now, breath practicing and breathing is amazing. If you were thinking about a beautiful, peaceful flow of like white gold is a color that seems to be quite powerful right now. We think of white a lot, but when you put a little bit of that gold in there, it's just the divine, higher source, God, angels, they got your back. You're completely supported. So if you were breathing in as you took that breath in, you were taking in that beautiful white gold color, and have that intention. And as I speak out, those words are coming through clearly. I'm expressing. I am answering. And when you're answering, Diane, about a question, about behavioral, whatever those questions were in a panel, your goal right now to overcome this, and this is what you'll be working on, or anybody in this situation, is they ask you questions about that. That's who I was, but this is my intention now. And you're working for that to not be who you claim you are now. That is a form of being caught in the past, like what we always were and what people's opinion of us was or what they said we were. And we believe that and we're stuck and it's like a loop. So now you're moving into, no, this is what I'm claiming now. I don't want any of that. I've done that with, you know, like the things that they say are hereditary and your DNA and all that, you know, with illness and whatever. I've been doing that for years with my health. I just say, so I'm not claiming that DNA for that pathogen. It's kind of what I say, and it sounds really nerdy and it makes me laugh, but it also puts it in perspective, like, I don't want that. And that's what I do. And I've been doing that for years now. And it truly, my health has been better. It's better than when I was in my 20s, in my teens. I am doing good in my 50s. I know. So, and I'm just saying, I won't trade it for the world because it's great. So that's why I share this. It's so amazing. Now you're going to just take the breath in and slow yourself down as you take in those attributes of Archangel Gabriel, because Gabriel can just soothe anything to do with communication. You're releasing basically all this blockage that you're trying to release. It boils down to fear that you'll not be perfect, fear you'll make a mistake, or you believe that you were, that you're who you are now, who you were, and you don't ever have to be that. You can change everything. This year is about that. You can completely change the direction of everything that's happened. If every time you went into a job interview, it was a bomb, that was the past. The past is 5 minutes ago. Clean the slate out. Clean the slate out and go from right now. You know what? It might take me a couple times, but that doesn't matter. It might just take me once. Maybe I just need to go in there and, you know, just answer. And it's not how you're a human being and you want to just answer and be who you are. Let me tell you, you would not believe the bloopers we have on this show. We have them all the time and we've been doing it for 8 years. They happen. Right, Candace, over in YouTube chat? Yes, we want to say hi to Candace and want to thank her. She's over there in the YouTube chat, and she's amazing. She's actually been listening to the show since I started it as that podcast 8 years ago. So she means a lot to me, and I appreciate her in every way. So she's over there, guys. If you're over there and you want to say hi to Candace, she is a sweetheart. She's just a good person. And I have never met her. She's in Colorado. I'm in Virginia. So, but she's a great person. And I wanted to say thank you. She is amazing. So the colors, they're talking about the color white makes you glow. Yes. Let's see. Hello to relaxing meditations over in the YouTube chat. I want to say hello to you. We also have some people over in, I'm going to make sure I'm saying hello to everybody here. We have some people over in Facebook chat. I just want to say hello. Looks like we have a Lisa and an Amy. And hello to you guys. This is just the beginning, guys. I want to just tell you, I have so many screens in front of me trying to see everything. But I also want to say, right after we get off the air here, I'm going in to put this thing together. And if you want to be in on this, I want to run a 4-week, we're a group, we're going to get together live, It'll also be on demand if you can't make that. But this really is going to work better if you can be there, because we want to work on this clearing out, because communication is huge right now. And moving forward through the rest of this year with everything we're trying to manifest in our life. So what I want to do is give those that are invested, those that really want to work on this, a group of us together doing this. You're going to see, not this big fancy set we have here. You're just going to see me with who we are, right? But we're going to work on these chakra balancing issues, especially with the fifth, because I think it is going, isn't that funny how they say I'm going to take the fifth in this country? And they're talking about not talking. I know. Where does that come from? I just realized that. Guys, this has been awesome, and I'm running out of time and I got to go, but stay with me, guys. If you want to get in on that, I'll put that out wherever I can, the link to that. And if you want to join in, we're going to get that started as soon as possible. Nothing big and fancy. Get together and powwow and power through this. I want to hear and I want to help you individually with in the group with the problems you're having with this kind of clearing of the throat chakra. Thanks so much, guys, for listening. I got to go. We'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.